Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah.
Yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's Ooh. Fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more. Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Hi, I'm Scary Marlowe. Will you give money to help animals or whatever? Every day, super fucked up shit happens to, like, cute, innocent animals. And they're crying out for help. I would help them on my own, but my tummy hurts so bad. So please call the number on your screen and send me a big giant check for $5,000 right now. For just $5,000, that's only $5,000 a day for one day, you'll receive 4 big tubs of vegan ice cream that my friends are not hiding in. They're not. And you will help an enterprising young woman like me do stuff that helps animals or something. Give us a big novelty check in the next 30 seconds, and you'll receive a welcome kit with a photo of my dead friends as proof that I killed them. I for sure killed them because I'm a fucking badass murderer. One who's been given a second chance, thanks to you. Right now, there's an animal or something who needs you to give me $5,000. Your call says, I'm here to help, and if this turns out to be a scam, it would make me so upset. It would tear open a hole to Goose Realm.
No, this is not a scam.
Please call this 17-digit number right now. That number again is 1-69-420-69-69-420.
Psych!
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, not even a PDSM podcast.
What does that mean?
It like piss.
There's 2 episodes ago, man.
I know. I'm just doing a cool callback. Like, people like, this is a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
This is
the story. This is a Dungeons and the Dragons podcast about a bunch of teens who wanted to save the whole world. And though they didn't come from this old world, it's pretty fucking crazy when they fight. Do, do, do. My name
Shit,
is Freddie
Wong.
It's
pretty good. It's pretty good. I thought I was pushing you off a cliff there, but then you fashioned a parachute in midair and safely landed.
Out of misremembered 90s lyrics. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift. Not that one. The cool one. The cool one who doesn't have to deal with Ticketmaster. The only Ticketmaster, he's a master of the tickets to his fucking coat check because he's got to check his sword in when he goes to nights. Events. He checks the sword in. This week's fact for Taylor. Since we're in the goofs realm, I figure we talk about a little bit of Taylor's goofs. Mm-hmm. Taylor's most infamous goof, the one that he got the most in trouble for, was one time he was home alone and he remembered that scene from Home Alone, remember, where he has the cardboard cutouts? Mm-hmm. Taylor had a bunch of cardboard cutouts of busty anime babes. So he was like, I'm gonna set this up while my mom is away. It wasn't like the house was getting cased by robbers or anything like that. He was just like, oh, this would be a cool thing to do. So he set up the lights. He set up the cardboard. He set up the ropes. He started dancing around. And then Donna, the neighbor across the street, ratted him out, called his mom and be like, your son's having a party. With a bunch of babes, with a bunch of ladies. You don't want that. She's a real prude across the street.
She gives a bad name to Donna's everywhere. My mom, the best Donna, doesn't listen to this podcast, but
your
she
Donna
would never.
Loves it when kids have sex.
Never mind. Freddie, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah. The cops got called. Donna called the cops on a party happening after curfew because she knew the team got in trouble.
I feel like your mom was so psyched that you were having a party with girls. She was like a little bit irritated, but mostly like, hell yeah, Taylor, well done.
All right. And then when she came home and found Taylor in cuffs. Yeah. Fucking those cops.
Firstly, I'm so disappointed. Secondly, that's rad.
And then thirdly, now I'm disappointed again once I realize. Yeah. And that's why Taylor has a reputation with the local police. Because he was that kid who got the cops called on him for having a bunch of anime cardboard cutouts.
I like the idea that they showed up, saw that it wasn't really a party, and were like, well, we're still going to arrest
you. No. It had to do with how he answered the door.
Oh, okay.
Naked with a katana. No, I'm kidding. He had a sword, though, when he answered the door, because you never know.
Sure. You never know.
Because in Home Alone...
It's like a sword and then like a Hugh Hefner smoking jacket situation.
And yeah,
like a
and then they tackled...
Like
Bart
be you friend or foe?
They tackled his ass so hard.
Dang, makes you think.
Makes you think.
Quick fact check here. Absolutely Story of a Girl song referenced by Freddie moments ago was actually released in the year 2000. Not a 90s song at all by the American rock band 9 Days. Okay.
can we just take a quick vote here? Do we still want Beth on the podcast?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh my God. Between her and you, I'm so sorry.
Freddie,
that's the wrong time to call that election.
Are you trying to stage a coup right now, dude?
Fuck you, Beth.
I mean, you don't even know what your song's from. Why
Man,
you fucking
see, this is what happens if Matt just doesn't come in with his teen fact. Is eventually Freddie will just dismantle the
just
podcast.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Piece by piece.
I'll be honest. I did not even hear one word of Freddie's teen fact because I spent Sounds the whole time trying to rethink of a fact because I didn't like mine and I still don't like it, but it's my turn now. So here I go. My name's Matthew Arnold.
I'm Matthew Arnold.
Hi. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the schooled at home. Yeah,
Tell
soccer
me more about
kid.
Lincoln. What kind of kid is he?
God damn.
He's a schooled at home soccer kid.
That's interesting.
And little fact, even though Grant Well, now we know that Grant didn't actually work at a library, but Lincoln hates reading. And in order to try to get Lincoln to like reading, they would like let him watch like a movie based off of a book first to like hopefully that he'll like the movie. All that did is that Lincoln found his favorite movie of all time, because even the Garfield books were too much reading, and he loves the Garfield. The movie is his favorite movie of all time.
No!
Bill Murray, Bill 2004, Murray? Garfield the movie. They try to give him comic books. Like, at least he can read comic books. Like, there's not that many words in that. And Lincoln was like, nah, I'd rather play soccer. Like, hey, there's a movie based off
Garfield.
Why
would I read him talking about lasagna when I could see Bill Murray act lasagna liking?
So, favorite movie of all time?
Garfield, huh?
Yeah,
interesting.
Garfield,
let me try that again. I burped while I was saying that.
That Garfield, was wild, huh? Actually. It was such a unique sound. Yeah. The Garfield.
Leave it in.
Yeah.
Leave it in.
Hey, you looking for a guy sound?
You looking for a fresh burp talker sound? I'm Will Campos. Right. I'm doing the best I can. I'm playing Normal Oak this week. He's a perky, peppy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot kid. Look, simple fun fact about Normal this week is that Normal's favorite actress is the one and only Holly Hunter. That's right. She was in Saving Grace, Normal's favorite TV show. Also a big broadcast news fan. You know, he was really shipping her and Albert Brooks. But she went with William Hurt. What can you do?
So is he... I'm just struggling to think of a kid who is into an older
I'm right
female actress.
Right, with you here.
Does he just have a huge crush on Holly Hunter, or does he appreciate her platonically as a star?
I think he admires the craft that she brings. She's always riveting whenever she's in a role.
Okay.
That is very much from a timeline equivalent of being like, I'm really, really into the show Daniel Boone. Like, now, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what a pick, what a show!
The Rifleman. Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness
who doesn't want to care anymore,
and she's not like other warlocks, and who cares about that? Fun fact about Scary this week is that her favorite beverage is decaf Earl Grey tea.
Mm.
It's still a black tea, which is pretty metal, but it's decaf because the caffeine makes her jittery.
Damn.
Hey, before Anthony talks, just a little halftime huddle, because let's be honest, we take so long with our team facts. It's about halftime here. My head's in the game now. I feel like I dropped the ball on that Garfield fact. That's why I say I'm coming in 110%.
No, Matt, you did good. You did good.
110% team. Let's do this. It's going to be a great episode.
No, I don't think my Holly Hunter fact was that
it's
good.
It's all right, dude. We got this. It's only halftime. We got
good.
A full game left.
It's all good.
We got a full game left. Let's go. Give it 110%.
All right, let's give it to our main coach, Anthony Birch.
The B-man.
Give us our speech.
Hi, it's me, the B-man. Clear eyes. Full podcast, can't lose.
Nice.
My fact is that I'm currently holding 4 index cards that I've written something onto and folded up, and they will become relevant soon, but I wanted to foreshadow them in my dad fact because I didn't feel like talking about myself this week. So when we last left you, you were trying to open a portal to the goof realm by scamming somebody so hard that it tore the fabric of reality in twain. And eventually, after trying to trick the mayor into believing, a la Yojimbo, that Willie is trying to kill her, and that also trying to trick Willie that Scary had killed all the kids and Normal's mom, the only way you eventually got in was by Scary revealing that actually she was faking her stomach hurting the entire time.
It was all one big scam, Anthony. You're underestimating. Like,
also, I'd like to throw
team.
In, if I may, that Holly Hunter stars in a version of Yojimbo in the future. And that's the one Normal's seen. And in that version, Yojimbo is actually trying to play the two sides against each other. Whereas in the actual one, as I just realized, it's Anthony's. No, they're two gangs that are fighting each other. Yeah. He's not playing them against each other. Anyway, go ahead, Anthony.
I would actually watch a Holly Hunter.
I would as well.
Like a really cerebral, just like, oh, that's weird that he said
Yojimbo.
That about you. Yojimbo.
Have you heard what they're saying about you across the street? I didn't want to believe them, but
could you do me a favor and make 3 coffins?
That is such a fucking weird.
My mistake. 4 coffins. So a portal to Goof Realm opens in front of you, and you hear
what's it sound like?
You hear canned laughter emanating from it in a never-ending spiral loop.
Oh, they must be playing Garfield in there. So the my living room sounds like whenever we're watching the 2004 Garfield movie with my two dads.
So you have an infuriated the mayor looking at you. One of her eyes gets so red and engorged that it bursts, and the goo from her eye starts running down her cheek.
Cheese it!
And she goes,
Garth!
Let's get out of here.
Also, Willie did all this. This was all Willie. He sent us here to do this and scam you.
Yeah,
bye!
Willie sends his regards.
And then Taylor mag dumps the AR into the center mass.
Okay. All right, give me a roll.
You say it looks like a monster!
Yeah, give me a roll.
I was going to say my finger's still on the trigger, but no, I was clearly pulling my
You and your finger was busy pulling your own trigger, yeah. Baby.
I'm pulling my
what
human
does that
gun.
Mean?
Range attack, weapon, hit DC. That is... Natural one.
Holy shit.
Oh boy.
The gun explodes in your hands.
Oh, because you know what?
Gun barrel safety. Only thing.
Yeah, there's still a barrel plug in the end of the barrel, and the gun explodes in your hands and does a D12 of damage to you, and the gun is no longer usable.
Damn.
And the mayor goes, I did that. That was me somehow. You're welcome.
Where did we get this gun again?
Normal's mom gave it to us. Yeah.
That's what it was. It's just been never cleaned.
Yeah.
I think she was a safe person and kept the plug in and you didn't notice because you're a ding dong.
She did say it was Lark's gun and Lark's doesn't have a safety on the gun. So I feel like if Lark is the type of guy.
Illegal modifications.
Who, I feel maybe he's got some sort of like silencer on it and the silencer exploded because it's not.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. He had a cool custom milled silencer out of aluminum cans.
And like some custom bullets.
Yeah. He overpacked hot rounds. Anyway, whatever. We can go with this. He fucked up. Ow! Ow! Your uncle sucks!
Hey!
Ow, my stomach.
The portal closes.
No! I got you guys again. I'm good. It's all good.
It opens up again.
Okay.
I dive into the portal.
I dive in as well, dropping the gun from my mangled hands.
Okay.
This is why I don't use guns. Only blades for me now.
Can I roll a persuasion check to see if I convince the mayor that this is all Willie's fault?
Oh, yeah, do it with disadvantage.
That's a natural one.
God,
first
damn.
Roll and a 19 on the second roll. Really
yeah, shame about disadvantage. You see her shaking her head like, no, obviously not. Of course, everything you did was just amateur hour. You ambushed her, pretended that you had ice cream, jumped out, said psych, and then a gun exploded in your hands. And then you flew through a portal.
And he said, Willie planned this all.
Even if he had planned it all, what was the plan? The portal closes behind you as you tumble downward through a green tunnel of laughter, hilarity. You hear laughter getting loud around you, and you begin to realize that in modern times, in the days that you've been living today, generally you only seem to see certain things. You see violence in movies.
True.
You see
sex
on TV.
No! No!
And you wonder, where were those good old-fashioned values on which you used to rely?
Fuck
and you.
Off!
You land hard in the animated world of Quahog, Rhode Island, and Family Guy's theme tune begins to play around you. And you feel certainty in your gut that Goof Realm is a place where only the most objectively funny things can survive. If you're not objectively the funniest thing in the world, then you were dissolved into the ether itself.
Jesus Christ.
And you can already feel your bodies like Marty McFly in the third act of Back to the Future. You can feel your bodies beginning to fade away the second you hit the ground.
Oh, no.
A small child kicks open a door and toddles out to you, and he has a head the size and shape of a football. And he goes, oh, hello, new visitors. What brings you to Goof Realm?
Oh, my God.
Fuck off.
Link's looking around. He's like, what is this? What is this?
This Lincoln is
Goofram. Goofram?
Oh, it appears no. That we're
Link,
in.
We're in a horrible, horrible place. I'm so sad I let us here. Where's Hermie? Where is he? We gotta get him and get out of here.
Link, where's the anchor? Link, we're in one of the most respected American animes ever made.
This reminds me of the time I was watching.
All right, suddenly you solidify as it happens. Give me the flashback.
Well, it's that time I was watching Garfield 2004 with my dad's, and Bill Murray came in. He said, hey, where's the eggs? And we didn't have any eggs. Bill Murray, how can you be in the kitchen when you're on the TV as Garfield?
I took that role for the money.
What's happening?
Is he also a robot?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Turns out Family Guy humor is harder to do than you might think.
It's very hard.
Guys, we've got to be funny. Think of like the funniest thing.
Wait, why do we have to be funny?
Because like, I just know that we do.
So yeah, everybody except for you, Lincoln, is fading
away. You're
fading away?
Be funny. Just scary. Say something like, look at my face. Say something mean.
I can't stop looking at the baby. Well, not that you're the baby. Funny things about babies.
Penis.
Oh, if you're looking for Hermie and Mr. Likely, I can help you with that. And in fact, I can actually even help you survive here for a price.
In desperation, seeing the football shape of his head, I just punt Stewie.
Nice.
Okay.
No, he said he could help us. What are you doing?
You should roll the pull away from
but
me like in Peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very good.
Nobody's there to pull away Charlie. Nobody cares enough
I
to stop.
Stewie.
Oh,
like
you lift Stewie like Lucy. Like Lucy. Oh, that's fun. Okay, yeah. Give him a roll. Both of you make opposed dexterity rolls.
11 plus 1. 12.
I got a 19.
Okay, so you successfully managed to pull.
Which is funny,
Stewie away, and you look. And you land on your back.
You blockhead!
So both of you feel yourself solidifying a little bit more.
I'm getting harder!
A little bit more, even. What are you gonna say, Beth?
Do we have the
internet? It's gonna be so tough when women can't be funny, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
It's going to be so hard, Beth. What are you doing?
Yes, you have the internet on your phone still.
It's going to be hard to do the podcast without me.
Scary, just anything funny? You're always funny. Just like normal, like he's dumb looking.
Yeah, one of your classic jokes.
And
do one of your funny skits. Do one of your goofs.
What's the difference between a baby and an onion?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Nobody cries when you chop up an onion. I mean, a baby. Fuck.
Stewie's like, so you begin to fade away even more. You're like half translucent now, Scary.
How do you stop a baby from crawling around in circles?
Does it involve something sad happening to the baby?
Yeah.
Wait, you fade out even more.
Scary, jokes aren't funny anymore. That's not what people do anymore. Like, say something not funny and then be like, huh? Isn't that not funny? Yeah. I have depression. And then everybody laughs. Like, you just don't be funny and then say you have a mental illness.
And Lincoln fades away a little bit more.
No!
Stewie says, it seems like you're going to need some help. I have help if you're willing to take it.
Yeah, that's right. What do we do?
I would never pay to be funny. I would never pay $8 for other people to think that I was funny.
I'm not asking you to pay in terms of currency. I'm asking you to pay in terms of a favor.
Oh, what kind of favor?
I need you to kill someone for me.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what happens if we're not funny? We just fade away?
Yeah.
Do we just go back home, though?
No, you fade away into nothingness.
Well,
like you disappear and die.
Like all comedians.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay, yeah, help us. What do we do to be funny?
I just need a quick signature on this here blood pack. Yeah. And he takes out a little piece of paper, cuts his hand over it, and smears his blood on it. And says, I just need everybody to go ahead and sign this real quick, and I'll get you a little favor. Or you can refuse.
Do we know what the favor is before we sign the pact that says you have to do the favor?
You're going to kill Scam Likely.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Who's that?
You saw him in a memory of the past, that he's the trickster friend of your dad's and Hermes' father.
Was he kind of friends
with our
dad? Oh. I gotta kill Hermes' dad? No, wait, I'll just try to be funny.
No, it's fine.
What does the contract say?
This contract says you have to kill Scam Likely within 2 hours of meeting him.
In exchange for what?
In exchange for these personas, these abilities that Stewie will give you that will guarantee solidity in the goof realm.
Okay, and if we don't meet him, then what happens? What's the timeline?
Yeah, it's a timeline of 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, we should sign this, unless you have something really funny normal.
I don't know. I don't want to die. I don't want to kill anybody, though. All right. We'll find a loophole to weasel our way out of this
I mean,
later.
It's okay if you don't want to sign it normal.
I pull out my phone.
It'd be fun for one person to not sign it.
I pull out my phone. Do I have internet?
Yeah.
I load up my Amazon account. I pull up the one movie I have in my library on Amazon Prime, and it's the Garfield movie. I just start playing it.
I'm going to look up a random clip from the Garfield movie, and if it makes me laugh, then I'll say that your phone is solid. And if it doesn't, your phone begins to fade, too.
Oh, no, I'm going to lose my phone.
Can we stream it? I'll just pull to a random spot in the Garfield
movie. Yeah, do it,
Yeah, yeah, 1 second. I'm purchasing the Garfield movie off of my Apple TV account, so give me 1 second.
Is this tax deductible, you think?
Technically, I could say this was, and this is the first one, not A Tale of Two Kitties.
No, we're not.
$15.
Anytime you buy a Garfield movie, it's tax deductible. It's counted as a loss.
you can fucking amortize that loss over the next 7 years, bro. Anthony?
Yep.
It's an 80-minute movie, so could you roll for me
between
a
one and 80?
D100?
All right, sure.
And if it's above 80, we'll just read it.
If it's above 80, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
It's the credits.
If it's above 80, you have to watch the sequel. No. 27.
27. I'm now going to 27 minutes.
As good screenwriter knows, page 27 is
page 27.
Right in that transition from Act 1 to Act 2.
Yep.
27 minutes in here. Anthony, would you like to come over to my computer and watch this 1 minute clip?
Hey, Anthony, get that cynicism out of your brain, though, and just go in like you're just there to enjoy a movie. Just relax throughout the day. You're just taking a break from the day.
All right, give it to me. It looks like that Anthony a rent fare.
All right, I need a ride. Madam, I'm a cat in trouble. I'm hitching a ride in your moo-moo.
Yes! What happened?
It took literally no time at all. Garfield ran forward and said, sorry, lady, I'm hitching a ride in your moo-moo. And then he jumped up her moo-moo and she went, wah! It was fucking instant. I don't think that was 4 seconds. Fuck! Your phone starts glowing.
Just hang on, as long as the phone's funny.
I grab on the phone as well. This reminds me of the time I'd signed a deal with the devil. And it cuts to me, flashback, in front of my computer, and I'm installing a video game.
Oh, like a Family Guy flashback. It's going so well.
And it's an EA game, and it's a EULA, and I go, I accept.
All right, you get solid too. All right, maybe nobody needs these things.
Nice try, baby.
Are we all holding on the phone really quick? Does holding on the phone make us solid, or is it just the phone?
No, it's just you, Link, because your soul is connected to Garfield.
Shit, I'm like, my body's passing through the phone. Yeah. Okay. I just panic and I sign the form because I don't want to die.
Okay, who else is going to sign the form?
I will sign the... Wait a minute. Have you ever heard of a video that's... It's called the Dramatic Chipmunk.
We've all seen Dramatic Chipmunk. I'm over it.
I'll sign it.
Okay.
So is everybody going to sign it?
You don't have to sign it.
I'm going to just keep the phone on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have the power of Garfield.
Keep it quiet. I'm going to put it in my pocket. So I was like going for my pocket. But I guess I'll just stay who I am. We'll just see what happens. And if worst case scenario... I don't know. I guess I'll just.
And I'm naturally the funniest guy I know.
Not all of us have emotional support cats, Link.
I don't have a cat.
Oh, I guess you think Garfield is a dog,
no,
then?
No, it's a
Bazinga.
Movie.
Bazinga.
You know, Garfield's
that,
not.
Was that funny? When I said that.
you get a little bit more solid.
When I said that Garfield was a dog.
When you said Bazinga, you faded out. And then was it that you like your opacity went up by 10% each? What is that? All right, so just the two of you then. So
oh, fuck, yes. But this is the fun thing. There's a fun thing our DM brought for us. I want to do it.
I mean,
I'll do it.
You're probably fading away. You have to keep making funny jokes. You don't have a Garfield.
You're right. Yeah. No, you're right.
Everybody knows Freddy's incapable of that. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. The Family Guy joke ratio was like through the roof, right?
Yeah, it's like 3 per page or something absurd like that. Okay, so I'm going to take my index cards that I foreshadowed.
Should I sign, or should I stay me? I'm assuming that something's going to happen to you guys. Should I just say who I am?
All three of us are going to have to find some way out of this blood pack to kill Hermes' dad. There's no way we're doing that, right? So, like,
true.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Wait, but how long can my phone play Garfield?
80 minutes.
What am I, Geek Squad? Is that funny? Family Guy's going to need 5.2 jokes a minute.
That's insane.
According to The Atlantic. Number one, by the way, in what they counted, 30 Rock does 7.44 jokes
a minute. Okay, but how many of those jokes are funny?
All of them, Matt.
Okay.
How do you think Family Guy became
your phone shatters as you say that, Matt? How dare you? No, your phone's fine. Okay, so I'm going to go around with these three. It sounds like Lincoln wants to remain himself and we'll use the guardian power of Garfield in the movie. I'm going to use the other three index cards and I'm going to walk around and each of you are going to take one randomly and do not open them until I tell you to, please.
Okay.
I'm going to open it. That would be so funny.
Fucking open it right now, dude.
As you cut your hand and sign the blood onto the paper, the three of you who took the contract, you feel yourselves changing from the inside out. You're still yourself. You still have all of your memories, but you have also access to this other persona, this other being, this other version of yourself that you can tap into whenever you need to be hilarious. And actually, you can't really turn it off until you're out of the goof realm. So go ahead and
I'm so worried I won't know who this person is.
We'll go in inverse order. Freddie, which one did you get? Go ahead and
I'm opening my card. And I take on the appearance of a groovy shagadelic cat man. It's me, Austin Powers, baby.
You got my card. I'm so pissed. I'll fight you for fucking Austin Powers.
Does he look different?
Yes, you see him turn before your eyes into a man.
Shagadelic, baby.
You look very shagadelic.
My teeth are bad. I'm wearing a pinstripe suit. Do I have the convertible?
No, but you are singing that and dancing to that, and you have the cravat thing or whatever the fuck his poofy shirt is.
I guess I am, but this is adulthood. I don't want to go back, baby. No, it's been so long since I've seen these movies.
No, you're nailing it.
Yeah.
All right, so Will, what did you get?
Wow, I wonder what I'm going to turn into. I hope it's something as funny as Austin Powers, Borat with Pickle Rick on his shoulder.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Borat with Pickle Rick on his shoulder.
With Pickle Rick on his shoulder.
Well, that's the worst one you could have
gotten. Well, you got to do two, baby.
A horrible pain comes over Normal as he starts scratching himself like the Wolfman. He, like, peels his own skin off.
Oh,
he, like,
God.
Rips off his own flesh, and there's, like, that Borat, like, Speedo
thong
thing underneath.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And he grows and grows his horrible mustache, and then just when you think it couldn't get worse, a pickle sprouts out of his head, and he's like, hey, what happened to me and my wife? And he's like, that's right. It's we're Borat Pickle Rick, I guess. That's what. It's so random.
Perfect. Come on, Will. So come random. On, give me an actual Pickle Rick. Come on.
I've never seen the episode.
That was Pickle Rick.
You've never seen the episode?
He's a pickle, right?
That's Pickle Rick.
All right.
All right,
oh,
Beth,
God.
What did you
I'm
get?
I'm so scared. Okay.
Yours is
I'm
not
so
as
glad
bad.
I didn't sign this. Thank God. No, what? No,
surely this is a cursed world we live in.
No, I'm not religious, but I do feel like it was the hand of God that made me come up with this Garfield fact that got me out of doing this. So I think I might fucking go back to the faith.
Scary is like, well, you know, nothing could be worse than being myself, right? I turn into Napoleon Dynamite. Fucking blows.
Did Napoleon Dynamite ever say fuck?
Oh, shit.
No, he's Mormon. He never says fuck.
Oh, yeah, he's Mormon. Okay. Wait, no, he's not Mormon.
Friggin'. He says friggin'.
Okay.
Hey, Borat, looks like this Napoleon Dynamite didn't really watch the movie. Yeah, it's not very nice.
it's working already.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation, Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gatto, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
That would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats
go.
Deserve pretty litter.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's true. Out. If,
you know what?
If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
No,
whatever you want to do in your own home. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Behave!
I'm not Mormon. I just don't like to curse.
Okay.
That's so cool. Hey, what's your name? Who are you? Let me turn to somebody scary.
I need to watch the trailer.
Okay.
Just because I haven't seen it.
Everybody, I need to calibrate my character. Give me one second while I look up all
the... I refuse to calibrate this fucking horse shit Anthony just dumped on me with a shovel.
It's really funny that you almost got the one you would be perfect for and instead got that one.
I think we all wanted Austin Powers.
I think you're Shagadelic, baby.
And they look like them now.
They look like them now. So you're surrounded by adults.
So Link's looking at another, because he's tall. Link's looking at another, like, tall, just kid in front of him. Cool.
I noticed you're pretty tall.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall. Who do you think's taller?
Freaking sweet.
Here, let's go back to back. Who's taller?
Okay. I'm backing up.
John Heater is 6'1".
Yeah, 6'3". Not a big deal. You're still pretty tall, though. Hey, baby.
What?
Oh, no, Stewie.
Yeah, Stewie, baby.
I was thought you were... Okay.
Okay. Yes.
You thought he was Austin Powers for a second.
No, baby. Hey, baby. So look, you turned my friends into, I guess, funny people or whatever, but like, the now funniest. we're Scam Likely. So like,
Scam Likely is in the dungeon of the Drunken Clam, where my father and many of the other characters around Quahog like to go for a little bit of libations.
What's Quahog?
It's a city in Rhode Island.
Oh, is that where we are right now?
That's where we are. Welcome to Quahog.
Okay.
Get a map, Link. Jeez.
Hey, Austin Powers, I know why I'm not talking. It's because I got a really hard impression to do, but it seems like you're over there not fucking saying shit, even though you got the easiest impression out of all of us to do. So what's wrong? What's wrong, you big baby? You can't see your classic phrase, yeah, baby, shagadelic? You're just fucking sitting over there like a little piece of shit? Yeah, you're no good at doing the improv now, are you?
Italian Borat.
Hey, normal, dude.
It's like he's not even fucking trying over there. I gotta do two impressions, right? Get a load of this asshole, Borat. Yeah.
Hey, baby, why are you coming up against me so hard?
Stop. Don't let this comedy tear us apart. Normal. Don't be mean to Taylor. Taylor.
Why not? Everyone's mean. We're on this podcast. We all fight all the time. Okay. I'm breaking the fourth wall. Normal, like my favorite character, Pickle Rick.
Normal. You don't be normal. Mean. Taylor, be funnier. It's scary. Look, it's okay you're not taller than me, but you're doing good too.
I know I'm doing good.
We got to go to this dungeon, okay? Look, I don't like to be the leader, but it seems like you three, you got stuff now.
What kind of dungeon is it? I hope it's not a sex dungeon.
It's not though, right? Because we're like, I'm young.
It's not a sex dungeon.
Okay, good.
Unless you want it to be.
No, not absolutely
unless
not.
It would be like one of my sexy parties.
I've been training like hard for the sex dungeon.
Oh, what are you training?
My skills.
Okay, cool. We got skills. We got whatever's going on. Okay, so
and
like,
you got the grooviest spine all of Britain, baby.
Great. So that's good. Okay, so we got this. Okay, and your name's Stewie?
I'm Stewie. Yes, Stewie Griffin.
Okay, in MI6.
MI6?
MI6.
Are you going to lead us there? Or do you have a map? Like, how do we
get there? I'm just going to point you down the street. It's right there down the street. He points at a tavern that has a neon sign of a clam drinking a beer, and it just says the Drunken Clam. And outside is a man with an absurdly sized head and a chin that looks like it could break granite.
Okay. All right, team. Well, that's quite normal. Are you going to stay dressed like that? Do you want, like...
This is the way we dress in Kazakhstan?
Yes, Kazakhstan.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's how he dresses. I'm a pickle, and I turned myself into that, and I'm the best science fiction show of the last 400 years, 5,000 years, Rick and Morty. Great. I just realized I got to voice the problematic guy. That's super fun. That's super fun. The guy who's got anxiety on the podcast. He's never worried about people getting mad at him about anything. He's never stressed out. It'll be great.
Normal. Does it suck that like half of your like thing is like racist too?
Oh, God.
Normal. Hey, look at me. We're on the team, okay?
Four eyes stare at you.
The only thing that matters is saving
Link,
the world.
Let me normal. I'm still in here.
Yeah, okay,
and
good.
Two of the eyes are like squiggles. You know what I'm saying?
Do not fucking weird. Be worried. Say whatever you need to say to be funny. There is nothing wrong. The only thing that matters is saving our family. Do not worry about...
That's
just
right.
Let it free,
no one's
baby.
Safe here, baby.
Just let it free. Nobody's going to hear this. Your parents aren't going to hear this. We can't get in trouble down here. The only thing that matters is being funny. Okay?
You're right.
Like, I get it. I feel guilty. It's like, is it survivor's guilt that I got Garfield and all of you are stuck having to be funny? That's okay. I won't judge you if you save our lives, so just be funny. Okay?
Okay, you tall, dumb American man.
That's pretty good. I laughed. Okay. So let's let's just go to this bar.
So you approach the bar. There's just a guy standing outside going, "All right."
Who might you be, baby?
Do you sell fake IDs?
Yeah, what kind of ones do you want?
Ones that say we're like older than we are.
Yeah, well, okay.
Y'all look pretty old. Doesn't look like you need fake IDs unless you're trying to look like babies to get into my baby party. All right.
Hey, what? What's a baby party?
It's where we dress up as a baby and you change my diaper and then I come.
What was the last thing you said?
You're a grown man and you don't know what coming is?
Oh, Do I look like a grown man?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, you're so tall. This is just like time back in Kazakhstan where all four of us were back in our normal bodies in Goof Realm doing the adventure. And then time freezes and we flash back to all of us being in our normal bodies in this spot in Goof Realm. And I say, guys, I don't have much time. This flashback is gonna happen. We got to get in. We got to figure out what's going on. So let's just go into maybe if we keep doing flashbacks, we can just get further and further to the end of the adventure without having to lose our minds. Are our bodies. It's just like that time we were in Quahog in the Drunken Clam already as the four of us. And then we flash back in the flashback to the Drunken Clam.
All right. And then the waiter, Peter, goes, "Nah, that's only going to work once, all right?"
Okay.
You win this one.
Oh, we made our way in. Two flashbacks.
We're in.
You're two flashbacks deep and you're inside.
Okay, we're in. So,
the Quahog bar.
So next thing we got to do is we got to
go back there. We got to solve it in this flashback, guys.
Oh, I'm really nervous about the first day of school.
What?
I haven't gone to school yet.
What?
Because we're in a flashback. We're so far back. You brought us backwards, Will. You can have it both ways.
Taylor's just
you
the fucking
backwards
ovum.
And then forwards.
No. Taylor's 16 years old.
Wait, we went forward?
No.
Taylor's like 19.
I forgot how fucking old you are.
So Scary's like 12, and she's like, "Hi, what's up, everybody?"
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys going to be my best friends?
Wow, we sure are 12-year-old Scary. But first, we got to get through this adventure, okay? So, like, just come along with us, and everything's going to be great.
Sure thing. I'll do anything you say.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I know our dads don't let us hang out very much, but it's pretty cool that we came to this town in Rhode Island just to talk at this bar and hang out.
And then the bartender comes and is like, "Hey, who let these miners in here?" And then the camera pans over to a bunch of guys like who are mining
pickaxes.
And lights on their hats.
We just want a drink.
I'm not a miner. I live for major fun.
All right, and then we go back out to the main non-flashback part of the game.
That's
and you're
so
once
weird.
Again outside the bar.
Normal, you can't go backwards to get us forwards. That was so weird. I can't
blame a guy for trying. I was playing it did not work.
He's got Mario in a backpack.
Okay, we're just going to walk in. Hey, thanks, guy. We'll do the baby party later, maybe.
So you approach the door to the bar, and there is a metal rod horizontally in front of the door at like head height.
Behave.
And when you try to open the door, it's locked. It stops against
Sorry,
the
actually,
rod.
Freaking shoot, it's locked.
This one's just for Esther. I'm just going to give you a series of quips that you can just throw at any point. Excuse me. Quiet, please, everyone. Oh, behave. Shagadelic, baby. What else
do I make
say?
You horny?
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Wait, are you doing this so you don't have to think of these on the spot?
Just in case I'm a little slow.
To do that, then we get to do that.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers. Danger's my middle name.
Esther, do not use any of those.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers. Danger's my middle name.
Tots.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're back.
So again, the door will not open because the door hits this horizontal metal rod that's
at behave.
I bet I could use that rod as a weapon.
I'd like to see you try, baby.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
What, you going to try to pull the rod off?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Nobody's stronger than Napoleon Dynamite, famously. Yeah. That's a 7.
No, it is too well. It feels not only attached to the bar, but it feels like magically immovable.
Gosh, this is like when my uncle Rico was really attached to his new girlfriend. I have never seen this movie in years.
It's great. I want to check. Can I do like an Arcana check?
Yeah.
I got +5 Arcana, so I figure I'd do a little Dungeon Dragon.
Sure.
It sounds like it's an immovable rod, guys. It's me, Pickle Rick, talking. I'm smart, and I know everything, and people who suck really like me. Yeah, so something from Dungeons
some
and Dragons.
Some people who are cool, some people who are
some
okay.
Some people are probably fine like me, too, but, you know, like, just, I'm just saying
assholes.
Most of my fan base, like, we got a reputation for a reason. So, sounds like probably need to cast some kind of spell. I'm going to need to cast some kind of spell or like burp, you know, real loud. And I'll bullshit some science thing that I did off screen. And it's like funny because I'm sarcastic about it. And I pull a big laser gun that's a melting, immovable rod ray out of my butt.
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Tots.
I already had this in there that I got from a parallel universe or something.
I stuck it up
so fucking out. Clever.
Do you want give me an intelligence
roll. Wait, do you want to see my arcana roll?
Yeah, give me your arcana roll first.
I got an 18.
Okay, so with an 18, a single word enters your brain. Punchline. So, Will, you try to pull a beam of destroying immovable rods out of your ass. Go ahead and give me an intelligence roll.
You're going
to
ask Rick, the smartest man in the universe?
Most dangerous man in the universe?
Yes, but he's also with Borat. Borat could take control.
and prevent him from doing what he wanted to do.
All right.
This is like an exorcism movie. Borat can take control. Three.
Yeah. Okay. So Borat prevents Pickle Rick from doing what Pickle Rick wanted to do.
I have glued the movable rod into my asshole for pleasure.
Shagadelic, baby.
Normal. Hey, science isn't going to solve this one. It said punchline. So I think you got like a classic joke. Like you got to have like a joke with a punchline in it.
You said you punch Link?
I punch Link in the face.
No, ow! No! Ow!
Wait, keep going!
Ow!
Keep going!
What? Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Why am I doing? What's the point? Ow!
Just keep going, keep going! Keep going,
don't worry,
keep
going. It'll be funny. Don't worry, it'll be funny eventually.
Ow! You punched
no,
like
you're doing it wrong.
Okay, ow. Well, it didn't hurt that bad. You didn't punch me that hard.
Oh, jeez. This guy's not funny at all.
Okay, well, it's a punchline, not a punch.
It wasn't a good punchline.
We went to like a party and did like lines.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Oh, well, I think this just needs a cool, groovy joke to open up.
Why didn't you
up?
Say something about how you also have an immovable rod in your pants, Austin Powers? Oh, it's fucking so simple. I'm already doing two improvisation bits on my own, and I'm still coming up with Austin Powers jokes.
Shagadelic, baby.
Quagmire's like, I would take another look at your environment. Maybe there's another way of getting in, if you know what I mean. Quagmire always knows how to get in.
hey, Quagmire, what's the dirtiest joke you know?
Sort of more of a riddle.
Wait, whisper it to me. So only I hear it, so that then I can say it to the door. I don't want the door to think you said it.
Well, that's not how the door works, but
Know that. Well, thanks for telling. Okay, so guys, that's not how the door works.
Don't worry, I'll go a great one.
There's
three feminists walk into...
All right, I'm going to look around before this idiot gets us all canceled. I got a 19 on my perception check to scan the environment.
So you can see that there is a slight magical tinge to the horizontal rod that is blocking the way into the tavern. And it feels like whatever you do, it's going to involve you interacting with that rod in some way.
And it says punchline.
It's punchline.
So it's like the line across.
Maybe we...
Freaking hell.
What are you guys trying to do right now?
We just want to get in the door, dude.
So you're trying to...
We just want to get in the door.
How are you going to get into the bar?
Just by walking through the door?
Okay, you said a word there that was pretty interesting.
I'm on a good show, not on this shit. So just tell me what I need to do. And I'm from Glorious Movie to make benefit Kazakhstan.
Yeah, you said it. You caught it, Link.
Walk.
Operative word. Walk.
Through.
Walk the line.
No, I walk into the bar.
And what happens?
The door opens.
A guy walks into a bar.
A kid and an old British man.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers. Danger's my middle name.
And
no, we already got in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the door opens into the bar.
Door's wide open, baby.
Okay.
Tots.
Well done. And he vanishes.
Oh!
Inside.
Do you guys see that? I walk out of the bar. Like, I kind of step out to see if he comes back.
No, he's gone.
Okay, I step back in.
Weird. Okay.
Okay. So I thought maybe I was going to the bar, made him disappear.
You got to play the music to the... Do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
And all of you are already sitting at the table together. Peter is sitting on the bar next to you, drinking a big bottle
of
beer. Peter Griffin, the main character of Family Guy.
Can I get a Shirley Temple?
No.
Oh.
So what are you guys looking for?
A dungeon.
We're looking for a cat named Scam Likely, baby. Have you seen him shagging around here at any point?
Will is burying his head in his hands.
Oh, yeah. I saw him trying to get through that hidden door under the drum set over by the light switch.
Oh, okay, thanks.
The problem is I can't see where it is because the light went out, and you see in the area that's just completely dark.
Well, I have an idea. How many people does it take to change that light bulb?
Oh, that seems like a good idea. Maybe you should find out. There's a ladder over there if you want and a couple of fresh light bulbs.
Oh, friggin' tall.
This one's a little bit more nonlinear, so if you can come up with a funny light bulb joke, maybe it'll open.
Okay. How many links does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know, baby. How many?
Just me, because I'm home alone all by myself all the time, because both my dads work, and I fix all the light bulbs.
Little too sad. Little too sad. Reveal too much of yourself.
Try screwing it.
Jesus Christ, kid.
What?
So you climb up the ladder, and you try to screw in the light bulb, but it, like, unscrews because what you said was just slightly too sad.
Oh.
Say it again, but slightly less sad. Szechuan sauce, and I try to screw
it. It goes in. Instantly, bing, the light turns on.
You gotta be more random with your punchlines, kid. That's how humor works now.
The trapdoor opens into darkness, and there's a ladder heading downwards.
Ooh, it's a little bit dark in there. Everybody, hang on tight.
I pull out my phone that's playing Garfield, and I just, like, hold it around like the doctor's sonic screwdriver, because it's just emitting humor. Just, like, scanning.
That's great.
Just follow.
Garfield looks at you through the screen and goes, like, oh, yeah, there's comedy down here.
all right, guys, follow me. Good joke about the Sessual. I don't really get it. It's not really, but like, clearly it's funny. So,
see, there was a movie called Mulan in the 90s. And there was a sauce they did for a promotion for McDonald's. And I think it was referenced on the show that I'm from.
Oh, okay. That does sound funny.
I'm sorry.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr! They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Wow. We're pirates.
All right, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the Contour Pouch and Ball Caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Imagine if the only bras that were around were sports bras.
No,
that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
are. But finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely lonely.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints. MeUndies,
you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
hoodie is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all-day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said,
"Is this good?"
Like,
you know that good and is probably. Will,
we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Heather are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
boys are
do."
Hanging out.
And,
the diamond dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah. That's
what were you ordering?
I was shopping
Will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry and, more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you head down the ladder into what looks like an office with just a tired looking man sitting at a desk, resting his face on his fist, just sighing heavily to himself. He looks like he's got a big stack of headshots of actors and stuff next to him that he's just going through. And he sees you guys coming down, and I'm going to hand Matt something.
Oh, no. Anthony, I escaped your game.
It's okay. It's not about just you.
Bro, it's just like the second Saw movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about the second Saw movie.
I love the second Saw movie.
They're all fun.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, that's pretty...
You got...
Fuck.
Really keeps you on your toes.
Oh, it really does.
Oh, behave.
So... this guy goes like, welcome to Sunstalker Talent Agency.
Welcome to what?
Welcome to my talent agency. So this is Sunstalker Talent Agency. Welcome.
Sunstalk?
Yeah, so it's just the word I'm looking at on this Kingdom Death Monster instruction manual.
Oh, Sunstalker.
Yes, yeah, so Sunstalker. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Welcome to my talent agency.
Is this a Family Guy character?
No.
Oh.
Because, this is an OC original.
Oh, you know what? It should be a Family Guy character. Yeah. Well, hello, welcome to Cleveland's Talent Agency.
Anthony, how many of the Family Guy characters can you do?
I'm so pleased to have you coming into my talent agency. Now, would you please do me the favor of telling me what you call this act that you're about to perform for me? Now you can open the thing,
oh,
Matt.
No. Oh, no. I know where this is going.
Well, I don't know. I guess I was going to do the aristocrats.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Okay. So... Well, so the aristocrats were. Do you just want me to do it for you?
Yeah, yes, please. Show me your act.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
we'd all love to see it, baby.
It's for all of you. It's not just for him.
No, we do want to see this boy do this act.
Oh, good. You're all doing it. Okay, yeah, so there's like.
It's a group act.
Oh, okay.
I'll be the cat.
Yeah, I'll be the other cat. And then it's like Oliver Twist, kind of, right?
That's Oliver and Company you're thinking of.
Oh, shoot. Okay, do you guys know what the aristocrats
is? It's like everybody wants to be a cat.
That's aristocrats, yes.
Can you tell, maybe you could help us. What do you want from this performance that we've come
I want to? You to perform this act I've heard so much about, the aristocrats, but I haven't heard specifics about it, just people saying you gotta see this act called the aristocrats, and I just want you to go ahead and do that for
me. Okay, guys, team huddle.
There's a locked door behind me that'll open once you do that.
Team huddle. You're all adults now, or not you, Scary, but what's the aristocrats?
Let me explain the aristocrats to you.
Okay.
It's a notorious joke among comedians where they tell the zaniest, most offensive story they can, and it's got like a bunch of edgy humor in it, mm-hmm. and then it, like, people get killed and their heads get chopped off, and at the end they say, and that's called the aristocrats. That's supposed to be funny because it's like an anti-climax. Like it's trying to be funny.
Anti-climax. I didn't ever do that.
That's pretty good. You finally got one. Good for you.
Okay. So we just say stuff and then at the end you just say it's like the aristocrats.
All right. Allow me. Everybody follow my lead. Hello. It is me, Borat, with Pickle Rick on my shoulder, and I give you the aristocrats. It starts when me, Borat, shits his pants on stage, and Borat bends over and shits his pants on stage. Yeah. And then he rips.
Holy shit, man.
Pickle Rick off his shoulder and dips it into the shit. Yeah. And then he dips Pickle Rick into the shit. Now it's looped up with his own shit and he shoves Pickle Rick down his throat.
Pickle Rick's voice is all muffled because it's coming from Borat's stomach. Borat's starting to gag because he ate a pickle covered in his own shit and he's starting to ralph. And then Borat vomits all over the air, and the vomit hits a ceiling fan, and the ceiling fan sprays shit-covered vomit all over the room, and help me out here, guys.
So what was that called?
You look up at the ceiling, and the shit has created a mural, and it's Bart Simpson skateboarding, and he says, Bush did 9/11, man. And under Bart Simpson, there's a peeing Calvin, and the Calvin's piss says, the aristocrats.
Beth, what are you? Beth, what are you doing?
I was making a fart noise in my mouth to like add the.
That's
joke.
Good.
I've done that once. I won't do that again.
And then I nudge Link and I say, "Do not go in there."
What? Where?
Say, "Do not go in there," and wave your noise.
Sir, I've just been informed, don't go in there.
Jesus fucking Christ, kid.
So the door began to open, and then you said, don't go in there, and the door closed.
I try to stick my foot into the door.
All right, both of you give me dexterity rolls.
Oh, Austin Powers can throw throwing knives, right? I've seen him, remember, he has like a throwing star scene.
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
No, but doesn't he do a thing where he throws? No, Austin Powers throws a shoe.
Yes.
They're throwing the shoe.
Well, the bad guy throws a shoe.
Shoe thrown at him.
And he says, who throws a shoe?
Yeah, but he picked up some tricks. He picked up some tricks.
Either way, two of you are lunging for the door to try to get it.
And Austin Powers throws a shoe.
This is for nobody, but Will right now is like, in this season of The Bachelor, there was one woman who her only personality trait was, she talked about how much she loved tea, and she hadn't had a first date yet, like a one-on-one date, and then another woman gets a one-on-one date, and she finds out that The Bachelor took her to a tea shop in Britain. She's like, I just wanted to get tea. This is Will right now. Like, Will is so mad that Freddie has Austin Powers. It's insane.
I got a 4 on my dexterity roll, so I'm really hoping.
Austin Powers throws a shoe.
Okay, go ahead and give me a range attack with disadvantage, because I don't think there's evidence of Austin Powers doing that.
My dexterity roll is a 16.
Okay.
12 plus 4.
12 plus 4, 16.
You both got, even with disadvantage, you got a 16.
And then I go, I throw a shoe, baby. It's right. Me.
Then a single tear falls out of Pickleworth's eyes. He says, it should have been me.
Hey, so, that's my shoe.
So the
we threw Napoleon Dynamite shoes. Hell yeah.
Great. As the door slides back to its jam, you manage to throw a shoe and keep it open. Lincoln, you manage to slide in with a slide tackle and kick it and make sure that it stays open long enough for the rest of you to get through. Just as you begin to leave, Cleveland just goes, I don't get it. And then you head into the darkness.
Use your cool light.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm holding my Garfield flashlight and just...
Could have gone with, like, turn me on, baby, or something like that.
The minute you say turn me on, baby, a single light turns on in the center of this darkness. And there's just a mic stand with a microphone in it.
Fuck.
And then beyond it, you see three more lights show up. Within the pool of light, you see... two things. One, Hermie the Unworthy. And two, you see Lois Griffin going, oh, you're my sweet boy, Hermie. Oh, your father Scam likely loves you. That's who I am. And she squeezes him really, really tight.
Oh, so we have to kill the one woman on Family Guy.
Well, there's also Meg has been there the entire time, but you didn't notice her.
Oh, I forgot about Meg.
Yeah, Meg was
classic.
Meg was in every single scene, and you just didn't notice she was there.
The moment she said that she's Scam likely, I put a timer on my phone for 2 hours.
So okay, great.
I know exactly how long.
You can see that Lois is holding the Teeny the Teen costume, and she goes, I'm so proud of you. That was a true Scam likely style scam. I knew I had a good reason for abandoning you on Earth, my sweet boy. And Hermie goes, yes, I am very proud of myself. I'm glad that you're proud of me.
I'm going to do a perception check on Hermie to see if he's happy or if he seems like he's in distress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what his vibe is. I'm doing a Hermie vibe check. I got a 12. Although I feel like normal should have advantage on Hermie vibe checks.
I agree.
I feel like being a teenage boy being into somebody means you should have a disadvantage on understanding.
Well, I got
that
a
person.
12 both times.
Okay.
So
you can tell that he has got what he wanted. He looks like he got what he wanted.
Okay.
But does he look like he got what he needed?
Oh.
Hey, Hermie.
Oh, so you followed me here,
did you? What do you think we would do? You took normals. That's normal, by the way.
Don't tell us. I look real embarrassing like this.
Oh, sorry.
Normal's not here. He's off. He's just, you know, he's burning down Chaparral High School because you suck.
I can see through your disguises.
No,
I know
you
who you
can't.
Are.
Ugh.
Just so you know, though, like before he turned into that, like he was looking really good. Like, I don't know why I said that. Just... trying to help you out.
Thanks. You don't like Hermie, though, right? Not you.
No, I don't like Hermie. Hermie, you suck, dude. Mm. I always thought you kind of sucked, but like, why did you screw over Norm?
Hermie,
plus,
that was always the plan.
You were my sidekick, baby, and then you betrayed me.
Yeah, well, it's time for a sidekick to become the main character. I was tired of being a Robin. It's time to be a Batman.
Well, you did a bit of Robin on your own now.
Ooh, not bad. That's not bad. Well, I tell you this. I know you want to fight. I know that you want to get rowdy. I've seen how you work before, but I think down here we do things a little differently. Here, and he steps up to the microphone, and he kicks it over to you, and it slides across the ground. He goes, here you're going to stand and deliver. Another light turns on. Hermie points at the person in that seat, and he goes, what we're going to do here is we're going to do a little tight five. And whichever one of us is funnier is going to win the fight. And it's going to be determined by this person. And he points at the chair, and inside the chair is a person I'm going to find on Craigslist who has never heard
Holy
of Dungeons and Daddies.
Shit.
We are going to invite them into this room.
Are you fucking kidding me?
For tight fives from all of us.
As Austin Powers or as?
As your characters. Or if you want to be Austin Powers, you can. But some stranger we're going to hire off of Craigslist, I'll try to vet him, will be the
or
one
her.
Who judges who, or her, or them. They're going to judge how funny we are. And that's going to be next episode.
Oh my God.
Anthony, what did we do to you?
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be all right. Pretty lies, let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolet is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by a Patreon. Some of the people on that Patreon, you might be wondering, have names like Emma Getliff, Nikki D, Boyan Citrus, Zanny DeVito, Jacqueline Jackson, Zachary Spilla, Madison McAuliffe, Jordan Spangler, Stephen DiStefano Jr., Jackson Wallace, Rebecca Armbruster, Alex Lemire, Way, Quito Alero, Drew Moyer, Lauren Haller, Tyler Curran, David Walker, Secondhand Kiwi, Victor Uriarte. Support this podcast directly on Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads and get some bonus content. We're kind of in a whodunit mood lately, and we just recorded a 3-part murder mystery miniseries with special guests called And Dad There Were None, A Dadatha Christie Who Dad It, which will be coming out when we are done editing it, so very soon here, probably in the next month or so, if I had to guess. We've done this a few times for our Patreon supporters in the past, these little standalone miniseries. Some of these tie into the main story, some of them don't, some of them definitely don't. We did a Call of Cthulhu horror-themed miniseries that's a prequel to the Daddy storyline called At the Mountains of Dadness, which features maybe the single greatest dice roll that we've ever done. I won't say anything else, but it was a big moment. We did a Star Wars themed miniseries called All That Jizz that has nothing to do with Daddies or Star Wars, for that matter. And we've also done a Regency era miniseries called Sons and Sons Ability that might be related? Unclear. All of these standalone series are great listens if you're caught up and you're looking for more content, and they're free on our Patreon for supporters at all levels. You can also get these as a digital download on our merch store at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. That's way easier and cheaper to just support us on Patreon. Plus, you'll be getting all kinds of extra stuff too. You get access to the official Discord, tons of bonus content, a whole after show, the works. Fill your ear holes, skip the ads. That's another thing. You can get ad-free episodes too. And you won't have to feel bad about it because you're supporting us directly on Patreon. Well, how do you do this? I hear you asking. That's easy. Just go to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our merch is at store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. And the next episode is coming out May 23rd. We'll see you then.
Do we know what the fourth one is?
Jared Leto Joker.
Oh!
Damn it! Damn it!
I'm so
I
happy.
Would have killed for
I'm
that.
So happy I didn't sign. I'm so fucking happy.